Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3. Now, the National Centre of Excellence for Workplace Learning, or NACE, was launched in July 2018 to support enterprises in building their work-learn capabilities and workplace learning systems.
Well, led by Nanyang Polytechnic and supported by Skills Future Singapore, NACE leverages expertise from the Swiss and Germans to equip companies with the capabilities to train and develop their workers. In fact, local company Charles and Keith was one of their first companies to participate in the NACE last year. Well, Aziza Mohammed is manager at Nanyang Polytechnic's National Center of Excellence for Workplace Learning. Welcome to the studio, Aziza. And with so many institutes of higher learning and an explosion of courses in the online space, what was the impetus for NACE and why now?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here, Howie and Bernard. Actually, NACE is very different than the usual providers of continuing education and training programs or adult online courses that many may be familiar with. Our mandate is actually to help our local companies build a learning culture. So, you know, in today's fast-changing environment, SMEs are having a tough time staying competitive and staying relevant. So what we're trying to do is to help them in many ways, one of which is to enhance workplace learning. So in this way, we can enhance the capability of the people within the SMEs. The SMEs themselves have this two-pronged challenge. One is time to send their people and costs. So with workplace learning, employees can be learning at work, yet continue their daily work at the same time. We at NACE, we can help them put in place structured training that can happen. This also bodes well with the research that has surfaced, whereby we have found that 70% of what people need to know at work, they can learn at the workplace. 20% of what they need to learn, they're learning from their supervisors and peers. And only 10% actually is learned when they are sent outside for training. So thereby, the workplace itself is a significant source of learning.
We understand, though, it was in collaborations with the Swiss and Germans to come up with a curriculum or a way of doing things. Why them in particular? What is it about their sort of education system, if you will, or how they work that was enticing?
So our partners, we have two of them, the Swiss and the Germans, you're right. So the Swiss is the Swiss Federal Institute for Vocational Education and Training, and the Germans are the German Chamber of Industry and Commerce. And the reason is 500 years of apprenticeship that they have had has actually helped them to fine-tune. How do you build capabilities? The Swiss themselves, we know they are very, very well-equipped with capabilities, Swiss watches and all the goods and services that come up from them. They're a small country, but they're high-waging, high-wage economy, and they're very, very strong in their skill building. The Germans are also very excellent manufacturers. So what we've done is we've gone to them, we've partnered them, we've tried to learn from their best practices, we've deconstructed it, and now we're reconstructing it for local needs. Because not everything can be fully imported from overseas. We really have to relook at everything, repackage it, and make it work for us.
Mm-hmm. So what was gleaned from them that's applicable in the Asian and Singapore context?
So the techniques, the methodologies, the systematic approach that they have adopted to developing workplace learning, propagating it within the companies, is something that we can definitely apply for SMEs here. So what we can do is we can put together programs for them to implement workplace learning.
So talk to us about how NACE works, though. You want to help establishments level up workplace learning and development capability. And earlier you talked about, the stuff we need to learn is 70% or something in the workplace. So it sounds like an overhaul of the workplace might be needed, but let's talk about how NACE works.
Okay. We provide training and consultancy. Actually, the 70-20-10 principle is because, you know, you've been yourself through training programs, and I've been an adult learning educator, and we have been at sessions where when I'm training and people say, actually, I don't know why I'm here, you know.
Oh, dear.
Or maybe they say, actually, all this that I'm learning are actually very good, but I don't think relevant.
It applies to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
So with workplace learning, what we want is to create curriculum that is more exacting to what people need to learn at work. This was a bugbear for me when I was an adult educator, to hear this, to invest in a curriculum, and then to have people say, very good, but not relevant to me. Yeah. So for at NACE, what we've done is we've come up with training programs that enhance capability within the company to curate their own training.
Okay.
So one type of training is workplace blueprint development for on-the-job training. So that means people will be equipped to look at a work process and create curriculum that suits that work process.
Who will, though?
It will be the managers and the supervisors knowledge and skills to be able to know the job well and then to work out the process, the best practices to create that best performance within the company.
Yeah,
right. Mm. Well, we're talking to Aziza Mohammed. She's manager at the Nanyang Polytechnic National Center of Excellence for Workplace Learning. Well, you mentioned about customizing, Aziza. I mean, How challenging is that process? How challenging is that process?
It can be very challenging. Uh-huh. That's why we need to go into the company and understand what it is that we need to do to tweak it to their needs and preferences. So we provide consulting as well, not just training, to equip them with skills and knowledge and training needs analysis, mentoring, coaching, OJT blueprinting. We also go inside to do consulting to help them through this process.
But there are the sort of skills needed to do the job, and then there are the what they call soft skills. Mm. Does that come into play in the curriculum that NACE helps the companies come up with?
As we do the training needs analysis, we will be able to surface some training recommendations and non-training recommendations, and also some other workplace learning solutions that the company themselves can engage with.
And tell us, what was a novel and a Gardenia's experience with NACE, and how as a whole process benefited them?
Success stories. Huh?
Yeah, success story.
Yeah, that's always nice to talk about. So the hotel, Novotel Singapore, which we're all familiar with, right? And Gardenia, of course, we all eat the brand. Mm-hmm. So those two we're talking about. Mm. So the hotel trained 10 of its employees through a two-day service experience design workshop. Mm. And then they followed this up with on-the-job coaching. So imagine that you've learned something, and then when you go back, you're still kind of like, you have the knowledge and skills, but you may not know exactly.
It needs to be reinforced,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then the coaches come in with the skills of coaching to be able to share how you would do
it. The coaches come from NACE.
Okay, so this is how we work with our schools. We have domain experts in all our 7 schools. So in this, for Novotel, we tapped onto our school of design to be part of this process. Mm. So NACE would be able to help them with the mentoring and coaching, and then the school of design is the domain expert. So we will equip the school staff with mentoring and coaching as well in order for this to happen. So the service experience workshop actually helped the hotel to relook and redesign their processes to be more innovative. For Gardenia, what they found was that they benefited in more ways than one. So with structured training, the employees that came through, they used to take 6 months to, you know, from onboarding an employee, take 6 months
before they can make good
very
bread.
Well. Yeah, six
right.
months. But with structured training, they were able to do it within 4 months independently. Oh, so it's about 30%
great, time-saving. Yeah.
Time
step.
Reduction. So SMEs like them, we are so happy to work with because they are like our, you know,
time
we're very
is
proud
of the essence as well for
SMEs.
Them. Yeah.
And when
other
we can help them, we want to.
What about some other success stories, Aziza, that have come through your doors?
We are in the midst of working with many companies, and currently we have engaged with at least over 250 companies, and we are slowly building up a pipeline of companies that are putting in place workplace learning practices.
How diverse are the industries that they come from?
Oh. Yes, it's multi-sectoral.
That's got to keep you busy over at NACE.
Very busy. <Yeah. laughs> We're also putting together a trip. We've already found participants that are very interested to go on a trip to Germany. Mm-hmm. So our inaugural trip is happening at the end of the month.
Wow.
Where we're going to visit Germany. Mm. We've organized a series of companies for our local enterprise partners to come and visit. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they get to see not just how knowledge is acquired, but knowledge is applied. Mm. Within a workplace learning setting.
Right. So if I'm a company right now listening to Money FM at this moment, how can they come to you? I mean, what criteria must they have?
Oh, they just have to call us, and we'd be very happy to look into how to help them. Because for us, workplace learning is relevant to everyone, and all companies in Singapore are there for us to help them. So we would very much like to engage, find out more, and come down and visit and understand their needs, see how we can fit workplace learning into what they do.
Can larger companies come to you as well?
Certainly, certainly. We have larger companies coming to us as well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So that, I imagine, would be even more challenging, given that larger companies have even larger departments.
Bigger problems, maybe.
Bigger problems, maybe.
Sometimes larger companies have better resources, to be honest, for us to work with. It's the smaller companies that we find we really want to handhold them closely.
Yep.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. Aziza Mohammed is manager over at Nanyang Polytechnic's National Center of Excellence for Workplace Learning. Thank you very much, Aziza, for coming to the studio.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.